This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump.
It is the Wednesday morning task of the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike Keene across the way. Andrew with your updates. 9 a.m. Eastern time, we go. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, bud?
Good. How are you, Moose? I'm good. Happy to be here.
Yeah. We got a lot to get into. Dan Rosen's going to join us a little later on the program. NHL playoffs get going. We're going to be joined by Rick Mahorn, Detroit Pistons legend, member of the Bad Boys. He's going to join us in the third and the final hour as well. So look forward to those two conversations as we get going with the what was the surprising news and what was a very interesting about 40-minute presser yesterday or last night if you're on the East Coast, early evening out West, and that is the fact that Magic Johnson has stepped down in running the Los Angeles Lakers as president of the Los Angeles Lakers. Before we react, let's hear from Magic himself and his initial, here he is making the announcement.
So today I'm going to step down as president. And I think I don't want to, her and I have such an amazing relationship. And I think that she gave me full power to do what I wanted to do. But I think that with her and I want to always preserve our relationship and love her. And then I think that I had more fun when I was able to be the big brother and ambassador to everybody. You know, I thought about Dwayne Wade retiring tomorrow, and I can't even tweet it out or can't be there.
Yeah, so, and what about not telling Jeannie?
Somebody going to have to tell my boss because I know she's going to be sick, but I know I couldn't face her face-to-face and tell her, even though I was just with her yesterday and we had a three-hour meeting about the direction of this great organization.
Yeah, so, I mean, and we'll play a couple more in a little bit here at Taz, but certainly stunning NBA news, stunning news in the land of Los Angeles Lakers that Magic Johnson meets with the media. You know, doesn't tell the general manager, Rob Pelinka, doesn't tell the owner, Jeannie Buss, doesn't tell Luke Walton, who he hasn't spoken to in weeks out there in Los Angeles, that he is going to step down as president of the Los Angeles Lakers. He got the big prize last summer in that big meeting when free agency got going in the NBA and brought LeBron James in from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And we know this season's been a downright disaster. And there he is yesterday saying no more. And he's going on to just be Magic Johnson, which he enjoys being doing.
Yeah, it's it was definitely a shocker. I mean, you would think something like this would happen after the season. You're just about done with the season here. And then, as we know, LeBron James is out injured. And the whole season, like you just kind of laid out, just has been a failure and just hasn't gone well. And, you know, there's obviously a lot to unpack with what Magic said in regards to with Jeannie Buss, the owner of the team, not telling her. You know what I mean? Well, he had a three-hour meeting with her the day before, you know. So in the span of 24 hours, something happened in Magic Johnson's head, which leads me to speculate what happened or didn't happen in that meeting. I don't know about you, but that's how I feel. Like, you know, was it a thing where, because we've talked a lot and it hasn't been a secret, that Luke Walton is probably going to be gone at the end of the season, but now does that change? You know, was that something that, you know what I mean, Moose, was that something that Magic brought up? Because, you know, Jeannie Buss loves him. She loves Magic, but she also loves Luke Walton. You know, who knows? But did that come up? Was that the thing? And the Magic's after me, he's like, you know what, I can't do this. She's not going to listen to me, and she's going to do what she wants.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be, right?
You know, the fact that Magic did want Luke out, and it's kind of been thought around NBA circles that it was just a matter of time, even announcers discussing that Luke Walton was going to be out after the season came to an end. I don't know. I mean, that could be it. It could be something different. It could be something personal.
Right.
Or it could be the case of just Magic Johnson looked at the scenario and said, I brought LeBron James here. I enjoy being Magic Johnson, ambassador to the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't enjoy being a Magic Johnson decision maker for the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, when he is asked the question about whether or not Rob Pelinka was, the right general manager for the job, he said, you got to ask Jeannie Buss about that. Wasn't exactly a glowing endorsement
Correct. Of
Rob Pelinka either. So, I mean, there's a lot of scenarios out there in Los Angeles. You could probably, and you could easily make the argument that maybe the Lakers are better off with Magic Johnson if he's not all in, and that's fair. But he did deliver LeBron, and the stunning nature of him stepping down, the style and fashion in which he did it, Taz, would lead you to believe that there's more to this than meets the eye. There's something fishy going on in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it's over the head coach or maybe it's over something that is completely different. Maybe Magic wanted to clear everybody out. Maybe wanted to get rid of Walton. Maybe wanted to get rid of Pelinka. Maybe wanted to bring somebody else in.
Right.
And was thwarted on that. I'm not sure, but he obviously did not feel comfortable letting Jeannie Buss know and telling her face-to-face, even with that three-hour meeting the day before, because he met with the media and basically said, I'm done.
Yeah, and he wouldn't, he stayed respectful towards Jeannie. You know, it's just like his little sister and all this jazz and all that, whatever. But the thing is, I think that you kind of just nailed a little bit there about LeBron. You know, we're going to know soon here. If they keep Luke Walton as the head coach there with the Lakers, then you know that in that meeting yesterday, it was a deal where, listen, Magic Johnson hasn't hit the fact that he basically would want to have no problem having Luke Walton gone and change the head coach position. But I do think LeBron James, I think that this is a deal where LeBron throughout the season, okay, and we saw this thing implode with the whole thing with Anthony Davis, and that didn't happen, and the current young guys on the team, and all these guys, Kuzma, and all these guys, that all these problems. Right? All these problems because of LeBron. And I think that LeBron, is not going to have accountability behind closed doors to Magic Johnson. He's going to say, yo, dude, Walton's got to be gone. Okay, Pelinka's got to be gone. You know, he's passing the heat, as I would call it. He's passing the heat, LeBron, and Magic to everybody else, except on those two guys, Magic and LeBron. Okay, that's what I think. And I think that kind of went down in that meeting with Jeannie Buss. And I think that there was maybe some professional pushback from the owner of the team, and she didn't want to maybe get rid of Pelinka and Luke Walton. That's what I think happened. But I'm a conspiracy theorist. There you go.
Well, sorry. I mean, there's something went awry. So yeah. I mean, we'll see exactly what it is. And it could be that it could be something that he just enjoys being Magic Johnson, and he doesn't enjoy doing the job. And he could look at it and say, well, I helped deliver LeBron James. Now I want to move on. I want to do something else. I just want to be the guy that shows up and watches a Laker game.
And has no pressure.
Yeah, has no pressure. Because, I mean, honestly, he doesn't need the money.
No.
I mean, he's a tremendous, I mean, he's a multi, I mean, Magic Johnson's worth, I don't know, $200 million?
No doubt. Yeah,
I mean, he is.
Forget about it.
He does not need the money, nor does he need the pressure, nor does he need the day in, day out grind. And I guess the reports out of Los Angeles was he was kind of an absentee president. He hasn't been around all that much. We know he was following Michigan State during the NCAA tournament. In the Michigan State cheering section after they beat Duke to send them to the Final Four. So, it's just a whole strange scenario. I mean, if you're LeBron James, I mean, you signed up with the Lakers for the vision with you and Magic Johnson in that meeting last July 1st, did you not? I mean, that's the guy that you latched onto. It was not Rob Pelinka. It was not Jeannie Buss, who made it perfectly clear with the Anthony Davis rumors that the Lakers were not LeBron's organization, that they were her organization.
I forgot about that. That's right.
You know, Pelinka is a former agent that became a general manager, and we know he's Kobe Bryant's former agent. So, I mean, you look at this now. If you're LeBron James, how comfortable are you now with the vision of this team? Say if it is over Luke Walton, we heard rumor after rumor after rumor during the regular season that LeBron and his camp were were not happy with the coaching job of Luke Walton. So if Jeannie Buss is going to die on the hill of Luke Walton, if you're LeBron James, the clock is ticking in terms of your championship pedigree. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, that's true. Listen, as far as Magic being Magic and stuff like that, Moose, like I know that's what he's saying. Look, he's all those things you said. He's a multimillionaire. He doesn't need the money. He wants to just chill and be Magic. That's what he's claiming. Okay, I think there's some truth to that. But also, you know, as you know, and you know, this Magic's a winner, too. He's not a guy who's going to quit, and he did quit. Okay, so he's not a quitter, but he quit. And he's a guy who, I don't know the guy from a hole in the wall, but his success as a player and his mindset throughout his career, you have to think, is that he's a, you know, we're gonna complete the deal. Whatever the mission is, we're going to complete it. We're going to win. We're going to be victorious. And you can't feel, if you're Magic, like you were victorious. Okay, fine. You brought Magic. You brought LeBron James over. Okay, and what happened? You know, I mean, you said you'd be there. Didn't he say something? Did Magic say when he brought, he'd be there for another year? Maybe I'm wrong on the time. Didn't he say he'd stay around?
I don't remember that.
I
don't remember that.
Said. There was something there that he said something a while back that he would stick around. I think that's why it's also very surprising that he just bailed like this before the season even ended.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not enjoying the job, you know, you're not enjoying the job. So if he doesn't, as he went on in his presser, basically say that, you know, he didn't want to affect another person's career and make those decisions here moving forward, that he wasn't enjoying himself, that he wanted to get back to being himself and enjoying life, you know, so be it. I mean, you don't want to do it. And he could put his head to the pillow saying, you know, he delivered the best player in the world, because LeBron James is a part and parcel is a Laker, because he wanted the lifestyle in Los Angeles. I get that. But because he, as LeBron mentioned, you know, learned from Magic, they connected, they had some wine, they had that 3-hour meeting, and LeBron James bought in, and Magic sold him on the purple and gold. So, I mean, he did deliver the best player in the world. So, I mean, Magic Johnson at least could say that he did that. Now, the rest of the organization, if he feels like he cannot do what he needs to do to run the organization as he sees fit, because Jeannie Buss wants to keep Luke Walton and Rob Pelinka around, Taz, if you're Magic Johnson, it's like a dog chasing his tail then, because right. Then you're not going to be able to run the organization as you see fit. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel Luke Walton's a championship-caliber coach at this stage, and you need to move on, as nice of a guy as Luke Walton might be, but the owner wants to keep him around, what are you going to do? I mean, then if you're Magic Johnson, you're saying to yourself, well, then, you know,
why am I in this position?
Why? What am I doing here?
Why'd you empower me?
Right. And I'm not enjoying it.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to help deliver the Lakers another championship. I know what a championship caliber coach is, and Luke Walton isn't there at this stage. So we need to bring a guy in that can help mold this team, obviously change the roster over. If I can't do that, then, you know, it's time for me to move on.
What I was referring to about Magic saying, it was during the NBA draft in June 2018, and he said, and I'm paraphrasing, if I can't deliver the goods, then I'll step down.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
She don't have to fire me. So thanks, Mike, for grabbing that.
Right. If you look at it for this year or for the how long did he give a duration when he said that? No, he just said.
No, he didn't. I could have sworn he said a year, but I was wrong. He didn't say a year. I don't know why I thought that, but he did.
No, that's fine. I mean, it's a stunning turn of events for the NBA. And you can look at it and say, well, maybe the Lakers will be better off. Now it's ultimately the where this Laker organization does go from here, Taz. Where do they go with head coach? Where do they go as far as a president? Do they keep Rob Pelinka around as general manager? Is this going to be LeBron James just running this organization as he sees fit? You know, if Magic didn't tell Jeannie Buss, if Magic didn't inform Rob Pelinka, if Magic didn't inform Luke Walton, I doubt he's having a heart-to-heart there and having a conversation with LeBron James, or maybe he did. I mean, before he met with the media and let LeBron know that this is what I'm going to do. Maybe he did do that. But
I think he did. I don't know about you. Do you think he did?
He might have. My
gut tells me he did. I just feel like he did.
Well, I mean, if you're LeBron James, then you feel like, where are we going here?
Well, that's the thing, too. Interesting.
Unless you turn the organization over to LeBron.
Well, I was just – you just – took it out of my mouth.
Cole.
I was going to say that, like almost in sarcasm. Like, now what happens? You know, now you going to lean on? You know, you going to lean on LeBron? I mean, because you know him, he'll find a way to, you know, he'll bring his opinions to ownership and Pelinka and all this stuff, and he'll make his presence known behind closed doors. if history repeats itself. Like, and you could see him doing that, and but who knows? Who knows that they bring him to take over to be the president of basketball operations? I don't know, but you got Magic, you got LeBron James there, and I don't know. I could see him trying to wiggle his way in there in some way, shape, or form to have power, more power than he has.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Jeannie Buss, you can't do that. You're right. Here's Magic Johnson talking about the fact of he enjoyed life more before taking this job.
I've been talking to people walking here. We've been talking about next year, and I'm sitting there saying, I'm not going to be here. Just, I was happier when I wasn't the president.
How about how would you summarize your reign as president of the Lakers?
A monkey just went off my back, and I'm happy. I'm fulfilled, and I'm happy with what we did in 2 years. I'm not disappointed on anything I did, any trade I made, none of that.
What'd they do? I mean, what'd they do in 2 years?
He delivered LeBron.
I mean, yeah, I know, but okay.
Well, I mean, it's the best player in the world. So, but
as a team, right? They didn't win. You know,
I mean, no, that's what I'm saying. I understand. Right? They didn't win. They got arrogant with the Paul George sweepstake. They didn't run him down. He made some bad moves. He said he's got no regrets. I mean, the D'Angelo Russell deal, he turned into an all star for the Brooklyn Nets, and they felt like he was never going to be a guy that worked out in Los Angeles with the Lakers. Taz, I mean, the big chip is going to be yes. Is going to be the fact that he helped deliver LeBron James. I mean, that's going to be the one thing that Magic is going to have to say and think about, and people are going to look at his tenure. No, winning days did not happen. No, he did not get this team back to a championship level. Yes, he walked out the door before the job was done. He did all those things, but he's going to say, well, he's going to probably tell you, well, if it wasn't for me, LeBron James would probably still be a Cleveland Cavalier.
Right, as reports go, he definitely might be. But as reports go, he Magic Johnson, he was not dialed in. You know, he wasn't fully committed anyway. He wasn't. You know, he wasn't. He worked very limited hours in the building. He was traveled at different times in the team. Like he kind of just did. You know, he wasn't into the scouting. He just did his own thing. And so, how much commitment, how much dedication to the role was there for Magic Johnson anyway? You know, I mean, being an ambassador or whatever you want to call it, it's a lot stressful position, a lot easier position. So I guess that's part of it. I feel, though, in that meeting, I got a funny feeling. I don't know about you. I think Luke Walton is going to stay there. That's what I think.
You might be
happen.
Right, which would be a mistake.
Right, it would be a mistake, but then it shows, I would assume, it shows that in that meeting yesterday, 3-hour meeting with Jeannie Buss and Magic Johnson and Palenka, I guess was in there too. I'm sure he was. That there was a little bit of pushback where, well, no, we don't want to get rid of Luke. We want to keep Luke here. And basically, Magic said that. Magic said yesterday that I don't think we have that sound, but he said basically, you know, she loves me and she loves him. Him meaning Luke Walton, you know, and meaning like professional love. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I
so
understand.
So she said that. She admitted that. That's what Magic said anyway. So.
Yeah, no, and you might, I mean, that, Luke Walton might say it would be a mistake. I mean, any way you cut it. If Jeannie Buss is letting her personal feelings toward Luke Walton, where she doesn't want to get rid of him as head coach, that's a mistake for the Lakers because he's not a championship caliber coach.
Well,
that's it.
Right, no, I agree with you. But if you hear that Jeannie Buss, that Magic Johnson says, well, she loved me, Magic Johnson, and she
no, no,
loved...
I heard the cut.
You heard the cut, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you heard, I don't know you heard it. So yeah. When you heard that cut, did you think what I thought? Like, okay, well, it sounds like it's either me or him. You know, it's either me or the coach. And it seems that's how I took it.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily took it that way, but you could certainly look into it that way. You know, where the chips were falling. Well, then, you know, in the 3-hour meeting, where if you felt like that strongly, if you're Magic Johnson, then why wouldn't you then just stand up and say, well, you've got a decision to make then? If it came down to him or the coach, I think it comes down. I don't think he enjoyed doing the job. I don't think he enjoyed. As you mentioned, the commitment to the job. I don't think he enjoyed doing the job. I think he just wants to be himself and just, you know, talk basketball, reminisce about Showtime. Think about his businesses. Maybe do a couple television hits over the course of the year. Show up at Dodger games. I think Magic Johnson just wants to enjoy life. I mean, I think that's what he wants to do at this stage, to go along with the fact that I probably wasn't given the total power he was probably looking for in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, which is, he's earned all of that. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand he brought LeBron James there, but in my opinion, it's like I think he kind of just – I was saying that a few weeks ago back here on our show. Yeah, I was saying, like, it wouldn't shock me. I almost felt like during the offseason they should have got rid of him anyway, Magic Johnson, because he wasn't committed, and because how that whole Anthony Davis thing was really bad. We talked about it a lot with good reason. It was a hot topic, and it caused a lot of riff in that locker room.
Yeah,
and,
but the issue you have is who leaked the story.
Well,
that's the issue. The issue you have is if it was not Magic Johnson leaking the trade, how do you get rid of Magic Johnson for botching the Anthony Davis thing? Because that was the reason why it got botched. And Jeannie Buss is out there denying that they pursued Anthony Davis. Meanwhile, everybody and their mother is telling you, anybody close to the Lakers, that they're getting the who was involved in the trade from sources within the Lakers organization. So, I mean, I have no idea. I don't know if it was Magic Johnson. I don't know if it was his right-hand man or, you know, woman or whatever it might be. I don't know if it was Rob Pelinka. I have no idea who it was. But they certainly did not run a tight ship out in Los Angeles with those rumors getting out there. And that really completely, you know, bagged their year, because we talked about the lack of commitment from the younger players at that stage. I think it's just surprising. I think anytime you have a guy that's, you know, as famous as Magic is, as big of a Laker legend as Magic is, when he feels uncomfortable enough to address the owner and tell her that he is stepping down as president, and the first people to find out is Joe Blow and Jane Blow out there.
Yeah.
That's, to me, is stunning. I mean,
because he didn't want her to change his mind. Come on, dude. We're adults here. That's what he said.
Well, I understand that, but that's surprising. I mean,
I'm agreeing with
right,
you. That
I mean, when he has a 40-minute presser and he's telling you that, you know, and I'll take him at his word to an extent. We'll see if anything else comes out from it. Knowing the Lakers organization or seeing the amount of leaks that were in the Lakers organization, we'll probably find out a little bit more, but if it came down to Luke or Magic, and I'm not telling you that you need to keep Magic, but if you're going to tell me that Luke Walton is now this championship caliber coach that's going to be able to handle LeBron James, I mean, you got another thing coming to you.
Yeah, no.
Because it was LeBron's camp that was basically telling you that we want him gone during middle part of the year.
Something tells me
that
it's going to come out that this guy, Luke Walton, is going to stay the head coach there.
Yeah, you might be right.
And when that happens, that to me makes me feel like, I knew it.
Playing off that quote that you mentioned, you would certainly lead to, you know, you could certainly speculate that that is indeed the case. We'll find out. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Might have no other choice, too. I mean, what coach is running to be the head coach of the Lakers and LeBron James right now at this stage of his career?
That's a good point.
Who's kicking down the door?
That's a good point.
It's Taz, it's Moose on a Wednesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Magic Johnson. I'm still the same dude.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
We're talking a lot about Magic Johnson and the Lakers and everything that happened, Magic stepping down. Let's go out to Portland, Oregon, talk to John, listening on 750 AM. John, how are you? You're on with Taz and Lewis. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
What's going on, Johnny?
What's up, bro?
Hey, man. Look, we're from Portland Trailblazer country. But if Luke Walton, no matter if he had the players he's had in the last 3 years with the trades they've made, even with LeBron, we'd have to let him go. I mean, 3 years losing record like that. He's not producing. McMillan would be a good coach that, you know, eventually you got to let him go. But on the outside looking in, you can see it. LeBron's been several different places, great player, but I think he demands a little bit more inside what he decides of what the team is. This is my take on it. And Pelinka, you know, there's something else going on. Magic's nice guy, but I think he just got outvoted.
Yeah.
And what happens, man? That's what I see.
Yeah, I don't think you follow up on that.
You know, you can
appreciate it, John.
Very potentially, you could be right. We'll see. I mean, something's awry. I mean, there's more. There's a lot more to the story than Magic just wanting to be Magic Johnson. I think that plays a role. I don't think he necessarily enjoyed the job, and don't disagree with anything you had to say about Walton.
No. And you were saying that earlier, Moose, in the first segment. You know, he's just not a good, you know, he's not a winner, a winning coach.
Well, he's just not there yet. Yeah, I mean, the championship window is starting to close here on LeBron James. I mean, that's, you know, LeBron wanted to go there not only, you know, to help, you know, be a media mogul and learn the businesses and learn from Magic Johnson, Taz, but he also wanted to continue to win.
Yeah, well, he did. He did, definitely.
I'm the best player in the
world.
There's
no doubt LeBron wants to win. I agree with that. Just, you know, but and I'm sure we're going to keep talking here about who replaces Magic Johnson. Well, and as far as Luke Walton, if he gets fired, Mikey B's concept won't work because UCLA's got a new coach. So, Mike, you were wrong on that again.
Well, Mick Cronin, right. And we'll get to the Bearcat head coach jumping over to Westwood and becoming the UCLA head coach. But, I mean, I think in terms of, and people throwing out the idea of Phil Jackson, I mean, you're not going to bring Phil Jackson in there. But after he was such a disaster with the New York Knicks, but if there's ever, if you want to be a real conspiracy theorist, if there's really ever an avenue for LeBron James to get out of Los Angeles and out of the Lakers, it's now. What exactly is the game plan?
Yeah.
Because if Kevin Durant is true and superstars aren't running to Los Angeles to play with the Lakers, and say Kawhi Leonard does leave Toronto but goes to the Clippers, and Anthony Davis ends up with the Boston Celtics, and you know, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, say for argument's sake, say one of them end up in New York with the Knicks and the other one ends up staying back where they are right now. Where exactly are the Lakers going to get that championship team together in Los Angeles for LeBron James? I mean, he went there, you know, part of the reason was because of the comfortability that he had with Magic Johnson being a decision maker in that organization. We could get into the commitment and whether or not it's actually best for the Lakers here moving forward, but what's best for LeBron James? And we could say, well, he's going to run the organization now. Well, Jeannie Buss made it perfectly clear. It's her franchise. Rob Pelinka is still the general manager. This isn't Cleveland, where they never won a championship before LeBron delivered one. This is the Los Angeles Lakers, as storied a franchise as there is in the NBA. You know, so that's not going to go without a little bit of a struggle, Taz. If there's any avenue, now's the avenue for those that believe that LeBron may get out of Los Angeles and get out of a Laker uniform.
Huh. Well, yeah, I didn't think of that. That could happen. You know who? I was just saying. You know, I took the Twitter last night. You know who the Laker fans want?
Who's
this
that?
Won't shock you. Kobe Bryant to replace Magic. You know, and that's not a shocker. But I saw in some of the Lakers stuff. Man, they are all over. They want Kobe to replace Magic Johnson.
Well, I couldn't. I mean, and Kobe's busy winning the Academy Awards for documentaries or films or doing some stuff with ESPN. I mean, he's got that film company going.
Very handsome man.
Yes, he is. If you're Kobe Bryant, do you want the headache of running the Lakers at this stage?
No.
I mean, you've made all kinds of money. Maybe at some point in his life. I mean, he's still a very young man, not in NBA circles, not in player circles,
right.
But in life.
He still could play the way he looks.
Yeah, he looks great.
He looks great.
He looks great.
It's a change.
Good morning, Bogish. What's up, buddy?
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Good morning, everybody. Our first report today is sponsored by H&R Block. Tax day's coming. Your time to file may be running out, but with H&R Block, you still have plenty of options to finish your return. Make an appointment, walk in, or drop off your docs at a Block office near you. Exits all around the NBA last night. There was Magic stepping down as Lakers president right before the Blazers' 104-101 win at Staples. Dwayne Wade scored 30 in his home finale, the Heat's 122-99 win over the Sixers. And Dirk Nowitzki finally said the words out loud.
As you guys might expect, this was my last home game.
Dirk had done his best to avoid the farewell tour that Wade went on this season, but the Mavs were prepared last night. A post-game ceremony featuring Larry Bird, Charles Barkley, and Detlef Schrempf. Uh-huh. On the court, the Mavs kept giving Dirk the ball.
Back to the basket, to the nail, for the fadeaway. And there it is! 30 for Dirk! What a night!
Now you got to take him out.
What a perfect night for number 41.
Chuck Cooperstein. I went crazy here. You know, I was yelling off mic when you played the drop of Dirk, right? And the fans like, no, don't leave.
The fake shock.
Yeah,
no,
right. Yeah,
I did that.
And Pete the Bot is looking at me through the glass like, what are you doing, Taz? You're acting like an idiot. Like, what are you doing? And like, am I not a radio personality? Am I not supposed to be entertaining here, people? Really, Pete, please, with your giant headphones.
Yes, you're supposed to be a radio personality and entertaining. Yes.
Thank you. Well done.
Wow.
Okay.
Chuck Cooperstein. Mavs Radio. Dirk scored 30 on 31 shots in a 120-109 victory over Phoenix. Back to Wade for a second. The Pistons' 193 decision over the Grizzlies eliminated Miami from playoff contention. The Hornets, though, stayed alive with a 124-97 win in Cleveland. Detroit controls the eighth seed in the East. They win tonight at the Knicks, and they're in. If they lose and Charlotte beats Orlando, the Hornets go to the playoffs instead. Paul George's three got the Thunder past the Rockets, 112-111. Utah outscored Denver, 118-108. And the Warriors won in New Orleans, 112-103. Steph Curry, though, left early with a mild foot sprain. The Dubs say he will be fine for the playoffs this weekend. College hoops yesterday, UCLA hiring Mick Cronin away from Cincinnati. And Chris Mullin officially steps down after four seasons as St. John's head coach. It was September 2017, the last time Jacob DeGrom was knocked around like this.
Now DeGrom turns and comes home, and the 2-2 pitch is ripped to left center field. That is crushed towards the gap near the wall, and that's gone. Garver is homered again. A missile to left center field, make it 5-1, make it three homers off DeGrom tonight.
Corey Provis, Twins Radio. The Mets ace allowed six runs on three homers over four innings after 31 consecutive starts allowing three runs.
Dude,
or less.
It was horrible. Like DeGrom.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
I mean.
Horrible. I was shocked. Like, yeah, it hurt to watch.
And he had no idea. Looking up in the sky, walking around, what's going on.
And that like never happens to him.
Never
happens. You know what I mean? Like, and he didn't know how to handle it.
The Mets eventually losing to the Twins 14-8 last night. The Giants topped the Padres 7-2. Atlanta 7-1 win in Colorado. And the Cardinals blanked the Dodgers 4-0. The Astros snuck past the Yankees 6-3. Same final the Mariners over the Royals. KC has dropped eight in a row, and the Angels outscored the Brewers 11-8, but Mike Trout suffered a right groin strain running the bases. He's being called day-to-day. And finally, the New Jersey Devils won the NHL draft lottery last night. The Senators, who owe their pick to Colorado, had the best shot at number one, but dropped all the way to fourth. Guys?
Yeah, Rangers moved up from 6-2.
Yeah.
Two-player draft. Jack Hughes going to go number one overall, and Kapo Kakko from Finland is going to go
name?
Second
could
overall.
Could be the greatest name in the history of names.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a great name.
Krapo Kapo.
Kapo Kakko. Oh, yeah. Played in the Finnish Elite League this past year. Those are the two best players. Hughes, an American, was considered to be the best prospect, and the Devils, both the Devils and the Rangers moved up. So it was good. Yeah. Good for
I'll take it.
Yeah, good for local hockey in New York.
And the Islanders have a playoff game tonight.
That's correct. I didn't
want to say. Taz really does. Taz wins.
I'm sitting here in the shadows. There's nothing for me to say. I'm letting my team just do it on the ice, baby.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I mean, for the Rangers have never had a top three pick, and now they got a.
That's good.
Now they got a difference maker with the second overall pick. So it was
or
a good
they
night
won't there. Take him.
No, they'll select them.
That's funny.
It's really a two-player
draft. We're
going
to go off the board.
Yes, it's exactly. We'll draft another Russian.
We'll just go a different way.
855-212-4227. That is your number to call. What happens next for the Lakers, and what really transpired with Magic, and a swan song night for Dirk and D-Wade. We'll get into that as well. It's Taz and the Moose on a Wednesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, this is Anne Liguori. Listen for my master's reports from Augusta tomorrow through Sunday right here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, good Wednesday to one and all. Time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on in the show. We might answer your question. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are exact fit for your vehicle with brands you trust like Brake Best Select, Wagner, Thermo, Quiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every single day. Bogus played at bottom of the hour during his update
A couple final home games for a couple NBA legends. One being Dwayne Wade, the other one being Dirk Nowitzki with the Dallas Mavericks. So let's hear from Wade playing in his final game in what he called Wade County.
It was a numb feeling, similar to what I'm feeling right now. But from the first conversation I had back to this arena on that day, I heard the ovation, I heard the love, and I appreciated it then. And I'm more than appreciated now.
There you go. As Wade dropped in 30 points in 34 minutes. Now, the Miami Heat had an opportunity to make the playoffs. They needed a victory over the 76ers, which they got 122-99. But the Detroit Pistons came from 20 points back last night to beat the Memphis Grizzlies. So that ended their playoff chances. But Taz, you know, one of the best shooting guards, certainly the sport has ever seen. Some would say the third or fourth best shooting guard the sport has ever seen. Was a great player at Marquette. You know, won multiple championships, one with without LeBron when he had Shaq on his team, and then he won a couple with LeBron James. So down in Miami, you know, would play with Chicago, the Cavaliers, before going back and finishing up his career down in Miami. You know, a basketball legend.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't put him on the level of, you know, some of the immortals, but certainly an iconic member of the Miami Heat and the greatest Miami Heat player, obviously, of all time.
Yeah, no, the guy was great. Awesome shooter, you're right. And just a, seemed like just a good guy. You know, don't know the guy, but he had that infectious smile. Well, he still has it. Not like he's gone, right? But, I mean, he's retiring,
no,
but
he's still with us.
You get my drift. But, no, he really, he seemed like a very likable guy. And you never really heard a lot of, you know, negativity on the guy at all. I mean, and he was a big-time star and a great player. I mean, so was he a scoring champion, I think, in like, 2009, in the finals MVP in 2006. I mean, there's a litany of success, accolades, I should say, that this guy's had. Dwayne Wade, definitely, you know, definitely one of the greats for sure. I'm with you. I wouldn't put him on like the quote-unquote Mount Rushmore of the NBA, but still an amazing player.
Yeah, great career. I mean, he had a great career, and certainly flashed when in college when he was a member of Marquette, triple-double, and in the NCAA tournament, helping lead that team to the Final Four down in New Orleans. You know, that was the same Final Four where Carmelo Anthony and the Syracuse Orange won the national championship. But, he had, and you know, you look at Wade, who was never a great outside shooter, but what he was able to do was be able to get to the rim, the dribble drive penetration, you know, made enough of an outside shot here or there, but certainly as his career went down, those became less, career wound down, those outside shots became less and less. It was nice to see Wade flash a little bit in his final home game, which he expected. I mean, and you know, in his final game, He drops in 30, you know, plays 34 minutes. You know, his wife, Gabrielle Union, was in attendance. You know, they've got a little baby as well. He's got other kids from a previous marriage. So, I mean, it was nice. It was a touching moment for a guy and that you've had all of these throughout the course of the year, this swan song goodbye to Dwayne Wade throughout the course of the NBA. And that's one way to do it. And the other way to do it is you go down to Dallas and you're Dirk Nowitzki, where everyone speculated that this was going to be it for Dirk, that was going to be his final All-Star game appearance, it was going to be a final everything for Dirk, Taz. And he let it be known out there maybe a month and a half ago. I remember us talking about it here on CBS Sports Radio, that maybe he would come back for a 22nd NBA season. Yeah. But he made it official last night down in Dallas, as he also scores 30 points for the Mavericks, and he calls it a career. Let's hear from the big German.
I've had so many amazing, I probably had around 200 teammates over my 21 years, and they were all great and supported me and pushed me, and so I'm really appreciative. It's too many to really name, but I'm really appreciative of the guys that I played with.
Yeah, and I don't think there's been ever a guy that's been a better shooter for his size than Dirk Nowitzki. I think he's, even though he's not your, you know, a prototypical center, Taz, he's not, but he is 6'10", 6'11". He is a big man.
Yeah.
And I don't think the NBA will ever see a guy that's a better shooter for his size. I think Patrick Ewing's the, you know, best shooting big man, best shooting center, I should say, of all time. I think Dirk Nowitzki is the best shooting big man
of all time. And there's a little bit of a difference. He was a remarkable outside shooter. Great trade when they acquired him in a draft night deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. And they traded Robert Tractor Trailer to Milwaukee and brought Dirk Nowitzki aboard. And he got better and better and better as his career went along. And he's just a remarkable offensive player.
Absolutely, he is. I mean, even last night, his last game, he had like 4 or 5 3-pointers.
It was great.
Yeah.
Turning back time a little
unbelievable.
Bit.
Unbelievable. 14-time All-Star. I mean, the guy is just a tremendous, tremendous career for sure. It was cool to see him and Wade both have good games on the way out. I mean, that's nice. They play a lot of minutes and they scored a lot of points.
Did. And then you get into the debate in terms of, you know, who had a better career, who had a more impactful career. And it's an interesting one because you look at both clearly have a place in NBA history. Both are clearly all-time greats. But, you know, just how great are they? I mean, whose career would you rather have? Dwayne Wade? You know, he won 3 championships. You know, was helped out by the officials, amazingly enough. He beat Dallas and Dirk in that 06 run and was helped out by the officials. And I thought it was a poorly officiated NBA Finals. But, you know, Wade won more. Or you're going to look at Dirk, who, you know, clearly his ability to knock down the outside shot was that of legend.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like split in halves, right? Both these guys have had Hall of Fame careers. Both of them. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd go with the taller guy. So, Nowitzki. I've always wanted to be that tall. I'm kidding. He's very tall.
No, he is. I think if you're going to judge, it's interesting how you judge players in their careers. Do you judge them by, you know, offensive production, or are you going to judge them by winning? You know, and sometimes you could be an all-time great player and never win. It doesn't mean that you're not great. It does not mean that you were not impactful. You necessarily did not have the right support around you. Now, you know, Dirk had, I would probably say, Taz, Dirk had the better NBA Finals victory as compared to any that Wade had. Because that Dallas team, that got to remember, that Maverick team, year one of LeBron in Miami, LeBron wearing the black hat, despised and hated by most of people watching the NBA at that stage after what transpired up in Greenwich, Connecticut at the Boys and Girls Club in the decision.
Sorry, he turned heel.
Yeah, right. He goes into that NBA Finals, and everybody and their mother is rooting for the Dallas Mavericks, and Dirk has an unbelievable series, and the Mavs pull off an upset and beat Miami in that series. I think that's the – if I had to compare championships – I think that championship is probably more impactful than any that Wade won, but Wade won 3.
Yeah, Wade won more, right. I look at it like, I don't look at like the star power for these NBA, you know, great players here as offensive production, which is huge, obviously. I look at like overall, their overall brand as an athlete and a player and their awareness to casual NBA fans, you know, and I think they both, it's tough, they both have that, they both hook you in. You hear both those names, you know they're both stars, you know those two guys, even if you're not a diehard NBA fan, you know, for all the years of success they both had individually, so Wade and Nowitzki. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's splitting hairs, but you're right about Wade having more championships. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, whose career would I rather have? That's tough. That's like saying, you know, what would you rather have, you know, eggplant parmesan or a meatball parm? I mean, I love them both.
Okay. All right. You know, I don't know. I'd probably tell you, I think probably Wade has had the better career as compared to Dirk. But it's, listen, the NBA, they're better off for both of those guys playing the way that they did in the style and fashion which they did. So on the same night that you have Wade and Dirk calling it a career, and playing in front of their hometown crowd for the final time. You have Anthony Davis playing his final home game as a member of the New Orleans Pelicans and, you know, showing up wearing a T-shirt to the arena saying, "That's all, folks," which is very, very fitting.
It's subtle.
If you're Anthony Davis and people are speculating, well, did he do that on purpose? Well, no. Yeah, of course he did.
Just grab that out of his drawer. Right. Hey, where's my "That's all, folks" shirt, honey?
Right, right. Yeah. Exactly right. He was watching cartoons earlier on in the day, right? I mean, that's it. No, of course he did on purpose, and that's going to be it. Yeah. And that leads us as, you know, the NBA season winds down and we get ready for the NBA playoffs, Taz.
My last day here, I'm going to wear that shirt.
There you go. Very nice.
Yeah. I'll get you one, too.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much. you should get Pete, Mike, everyone.
They'll still be here. Those guys are lifers. They're like cement.
Nice. But it sets it up for a great July of Davis, where does he land in NBA free agency with all the big-time free agents? So there you go. Coming up, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. That's next. Taz Booth, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.